rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me, says he won't. He says next, hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Two fat persons, click, click, click. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me.
get the Funk Out by Extreme, and the opener was the late and great Ian Dury, and Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick, and followed by a band that was formed by Robin Trujillo of Metallica, and he had a little flirtation called Infectious Grooves, which is all very, very funky. There's a little theme going on there, and stop funking with my head, get the funk out, could be messages to David Cameron, Gordon Brown, depending on your politics, then you might want to sort that one out for yourself. Xanadu is not a political station. Apart from that, vote green. Okay, we're going to stick with the funk for a couple of songs, if you don't mind. We've got Rob Zombie, we've got Talking Heads, we've got Glenn Hughes. This is Glenn Hughes.
You may never Listening to 107
FM.
Isn't that amazing?
You are listening
to Radio.
Radio.
Welcome to Election Night Special. There's tremendous excitement here at the moment as we should be getting the first results through any moment now. We're not quite sure where it'll be from. It might be from Leicester or from West Byfleet. The polling's been quite heavy in both areas. Oh, and I'm just getting a buzzing noise in my left ear. And now let's go straight over to Leicester.
And it's a straight fight here at Leicester, and we're expecting the result any moment now. There with the returning officer is Arthur Smith, the sensible candidate, and next to him is Jethro Q. Walrus Titty, the silly candidate with his agent and his silly wife.
Here is the result for Leicester. Arthur J. Smith.
Sensible party.
30,612. Jethro Q. Bunwacket Buzzard Stubble and Boot Walrus Titty.
Silly party.
33,108.
Well, there you have it, the first result of the election there, and the silly party have held Leicester Norman.
Well, pretty much as I predicted, except that the silly party won. I think this is largely due to the number of votes cast,
quite,
Gerald.
Quite. Well, there's a big swing here to the silly party, but how big a swing, I'm not going to tell you.
I think one should point out here that in this constituency, since the last election, a lot of very silly people have moved into new housing estates, with the result that a lot of sensible voters have moved further down the road, the other side of number 29.
Well, I can't add anything to that. Colin?
Can I just say this is the first time I've been on television?
No, I'm sorry, there isn't time. We're just going straight over to Luton.
Well, here at Luton, it's a three-cornered contest between, from left to right, Alan Jones, sensible party, Tarquin Fintim Limbim, Limbim Bim Bim Bim, Bus Stop for Tang Olay Biscuit Barrel. Silly Party. And Kevin Phillips Bong, who is running on the slightly silly ticket. And here's the result.
Alan Jones.
Sensible.
9,112. Kevin Phillips Bong.
Slightly silly.
Not. Tarquin Fintin Linmin Wimbim Limbim Bus Stop for Tang Olay Biscuit Barrel.
Silly.
12,441.
Well, there you have it, the first result of the election there as the silly party take Luton normally.
Well, this is a very significant result. Luton, normally a very sensible constituency with a high proportion of people who aren't a bit silly, has gone completely gaga.
And we just heard that James Gilbert has with him the winning silly candidate at Luton.
Tarquin, are you pleased with this result?
Oh, yes, me old beauty, I should say so.
Do we have the swing at Luton?
No.
Right, well, I can't add anything to that, Colin.
Can I just say that this is the second time I've been on television?
No, I'm sorry, there isn't time. We're just about to get another result.
And this one is from Harpenden South East. A very interesting constituency, this. In addition to the official silly candidate, there is an unofficial very silly candidate in the slab of concrete. And he could well split the silly vote here at Harpenden South East.
Mrs. Elsie
Silly.
26,317. Jeanette Walker.
Sensible.
26,318.
That was very close.
Malcolm Peter Bryan Telescope, Adrian Blackpool Rock Stoat Gobbler, John Raw Vegetable, Norman Michael, Edward Jupiter, 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 Thomas Moo will keep a welcome in. William. Raindrops keep falling on my... Don't sleep in the subway. Smith.
Very silly.
Two.
Well, there you have it. A sensible gain there at Harpenden with the silly vote being split.
And we've just heard from Luton that Tony Stratton-Smith has with him there the unsuccessful, slightly silly candidate, Kevin Phillips Bong.
Tell him, Phillips Bong. You polled no votes at all. Not a sausage. Bugger all. Are you at all disappointed with this performance?
Not at all. As I always say, climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every byway, till you find your dream. A dream that will last. All the love you can give every day of your life for as long as you live.
All together now!
Climb every mountain, falling stream.
A very brave Kevin Phillips Bong there.
Norman!
And, shut up. Can I just say I've just heard from Luton that my aunt is ill. Possibly gastroenteritis, possibly just catarrh. Gerald.
Right, Colin?
Can I just say he'll never appear on television again?
No, I'm sorry, there isn't time, because we have to bring up a few results you may have missed. A little pink pussycat has taken Barrow in Furness. That's a gain from the Liberals there. Rastus Odinga Oginga has taken Wolverhampton South West. That's Enoch Powell's old constituency. An important gain there for Darkie Power. Arthur Negus has held Bristol. That's not a result, that's just a bit of gossip. Sir Alec Douglas Hume has taken Oldham for the Stone Dead Party. A small piece of putty about that big, a cheese mechanic from Dunbar, and two frogs, one called Kipper and the other one not, have all gone in Blackpool Central. And so it's beginning to look like a silly landslide when the prospect of 5 more years of silly government facing us. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm bored.
He's right, you know, just a bloody waste of time.
Absolute waste.
I'm going back to gynecologist.
Is that what you wanted to be, a gynecologist?
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of inside without a sense of feeling, and this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you to say sorry. A wolf's wing, not a different story. And this time I'm mistaken for handing you a heart worth breaking. And I've been wrong. I've been down, been to the bottom of every bottle. Three spot words in my head. Scream, oh, we haven't fun yet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no. It's not like you didn't know that I said I love you and I swear I still do. And it must have been so bad, 'cause living with me must have damn near killed you. And this is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me. A poor man stealing, and this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
I wanna
That was Kiss and Black Diamond. I'm sorry I couldn't get the Rob Zombie track on there. I'm going to try a little bit later on to do that Thunderkiss 69 to keep that funky theme going. But what can I say about Kiss? Saw them on Tuesday night, I was absolutely gobsmacked by the quality of the show and the presentation and the quality of the musicianship. Some of the latter has been criticised in the past, but no such problem this time round. The Kiss were absolutely fantastic. You can say, oh, those guys have got makeup on, and then you could say, look, I'm just here to be entertained. And if you just take the latter kind of view on it, just sit back and relax. Listen, if you can get hold of the 40 quid for the show in Manchester tomorrow night, just do it. Or even better, go and get yourself a ticket to Budapest or Prague or one of those dates that is coming up in Europe. So absolutely fantastic, 40 quid worth every penny. Where are we? Let our things some keep with the theme. I think it's Aerosmith and Janie's Got a Gun.
Yeah. away. I won't be back for a while. For a long, long time. Gotta get away from the west, to the place that I like best, of where the nights are long and the girls are pretty. I'm gonna to rock till I drop around a clock. Never ever gonna stop. Send you a postcard from Hanoi. They're coming back, so be with my baby. I am 10,000 miles away. Tiny skies make me happy. It's enough if I tell them I'm not from USA. And they believe every word I say. Hanoi rocks every morning. I thought I'll fall asleep to the smell of a man. As I see my get your girl dance, I'm gonna to rock till I drop around a clock. Never ever gonna stop. Send you a postcard from Hanoi. I'm coming back, so beware my bitch. I am 10,000 miles away. Round and round the workers around. You believe I was such a happy guy. And now I find my place on earth. Leave it to you, just can't be worth. Baby, baby, won't you take my hand? To a kid of God and you understand. Well, the goddess surrounds us, but never mind what they say.
End to a great song by Hanoi Rocks and Oriental Beat, and Janie's Got a Gun before that, and news on the Oliver Point election special that Mr. Binky is actually trying to form an alliance with the Green Party, but his policies are deemed too extreme. He has said publicly that he recycles his own snot and runs his car on it, so that's a little bit too green for the Green Party, but negotiations are taking place and there'll be news when Mr. Binky turns up in the studio at 4 o'clock. We look forward to that statement from Mr. Binky on the election negotiations which are taking place. Before that, I think we should play some Motley Crue and Radio Fodder. Girls, 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 why not?
Right. Those of you who are just tuning in,
you are listening to 107
FM. Isn't that amazing?
You are listening
to Radio.
Radio.
Hey, I might get my own jingle one of these days. I think I might do some testing with you on this. How about all of a pint? I will have half, please. I will have a pint of Guinness. No, it doesn't quite work, does it? Not to worry. Let's keep up with the anthems, I think, and less rambling from me. This is another little dancer. If you're in your garden or your wherever your little space is, have a little dance to this. This is Warrant and Cherry Pie.
Now I'm